الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما صدق الله العظيم. In this verse Allah Tabarakala speaks about why in this world there is something called imtihan. Explaining this issue of imtihan, Allah Tabarakala in another verse explains فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ. And in the Arabic language, there is something called balaghat, that a method of saying something. And Quran is on the heights of that balaghat. That the manner it speaks to a person at a certain time, at a certain problem. So what the problem is at the moment, someone's life has been going very well. But as we know, every road is never straight. When you're going to go downhill and you're saving petrol, there has to be a time when you go uphill. The person on the bicycle is enjoying the ride. But if there is downhill, which is easy, there has to be an uphill. In this world, everything will never be easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a camel. The camel always came out first. So normally, like when you're driving your car, and you found that the first light was green, so you went through. And then you came to the second, and just before you reached, it went green again. So then even your wife started thinking that my husband is someone pious. It just changes. And you, to show piety, started reading Durood Sharif now. You just started Durood and it went red. What was the red to show you? The red was to show you are not Allah. You are the servant of Allah. That sometimes Allah will allow you to go. That is the kindness of your Creator. And sometimes Allah Tawarukala will want you to stop. That is the test whether you are a servant or you really think you the Creator. So whenever life is going easy, you'll see people smile a lot. Which Allah Tawarukala now says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ. That when Allah takes the exam of His servant by opening up the doors of His favors upon him, نَعَّمَهُ, so much of favors, فَيَقُولُ, then he jumps up. He doesn't say it in shukr, but he says it in pride. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. He just talks and talks. Wherever he gets the chance, he's telling people, you know about this, I did that there, this is the money coming in. And you must remember one thing. When Allah showers favors on a person, don't expose it to the rest of the world. Because you don't make anybody else happy with your favors. You get a lot of jealous customers after that. When doors open up, you must keep it quiet. Don't talk too much. Because the jealous eye is a real eye. Al-aynu haqqun. The eye can create a lot of problems. And everyone is not man's friend. So when a lot of favors come, express your shukr to Almighty Allah. But don't show the world. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. Your daughter is getting married, you happy. Your wife is happy. But the whole town doesn't have to be happy about it. So when you put up the biggest and the highest tent in the world, then all the poor people who walk past, and they see all the biryani in the bin, you think they're happy about your function. At that time, certain hearts break. And when a heart breaks, and a curse comes out, or someone's eye falls on that nikah, how many eyes now fell? And then you tell the person, make dua that everything goes well. But so many eyes already hit, with every eye hitting, a little of that barakah comes out. Hazrat Murana Saad, Damat Barakatuh, when they came for the Azad wal Ijtima, so someone brought something in front, so he said, is this shop food? One is your shop food, like your burgers and your hot dogs. We're not talking of that. We're talking like something that was made, maybe some rolls that was made in the shop, where there's no real issue. He said, I don't want it. He said, because in the shop it's displayed. So when it's displayed, isn't it? It's for sale.
and you buy it then. He said, how many people walked in the shop and their eye also fell on it? With every eye falling, barakah is removed. Every eye falling, barakah is removed. He said, I don't want it. This huge tent puts that eye. How many eyes? Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains, they had mangoes. The town was Deoband. It was not so wealthy all around. So mangoes at that time was like a big issue. He had a lot of mangoes with his ustad. Now the time came to throw away the dirt. So he says, my ustad asked me that, do you know how to throw away the dirt? So as a joke, he said that a person has to study this. You take it and you throw it. He said, not so simple. He says, around my house, there are so many people who have never seen mangoes for so long. Now the dirt, in the past, they never have a bin outside. They would leave the trash in a heap. And then the dirt man would collect. He said, if you're going to put all the mango peels outside my house, how many people will walk past, poor people? And everyone's eye will fall and he will say, today this man had so many mangoes. We never have mangoes so long. He said, I want you to take few peels and put it by that house. Few by that house. Few by that house. So that no one's heart breaks because of the amount of peels that he has to see. That's a thought that don't let the eye fall. Because when the eye falls, a lot of problems come in life. So, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ. One other point just jumping out of that is called selfies. We spoke about it yesterday also. That what is that selfie? That you take your own picture. But who you take it for? You take it for the world. After that you're going to show the person, I went here, I went here, I went here. See what I'm doing. Every person who looks doesn't always look with a happy eye. One friend, his child was born. Because it was after so many years. So the happiness that the child, the father gets when a child is born, he really thinks the whole world is also happy. That's why 2 o'clock in the morning he'll phone, you'll think someone passed away. He said, I got a child. He's so happy, but he doesn't know everyone else is sleeping. He's happy, but. So what happened? He took the picture. And he sent it to all the family. But in all those families he sent it, there were also those girls who also never have children. So someone's eye would also fall on it. And after a while that child now started getting that whatever you call that acne. And then the mother and the father have to run to hospital and they're putting on this cream and that cream and how many creams? One picture. Grab 1,000 of eyes. So the selfie will do the same thing to you. It will bring the world's nazar on you. You don't need that nazar. Hide yourself and you will see always you will live with afiyat. Expose yourself, you're exposing yourself to nazar. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ Allah تبارك وتعالى now says, so when I give man my favors, he jumps up and he boasts. He says, look at what I got. And he says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَى فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا. And then the second part of the imtihan has to come. Which is that part? We mentioned the camel would never come out second. Nabi Sansom's camel would always win the race. And then a villager came. And he heard of the camel always winning the race. So he said, I'll race the camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself never rode it. They had a rider. And as the race was carrying on, Sahaba radiallahu anhu had azmat and honor for the camel of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they could not see the camel coming out second. But the villager, what, he's bothered. So he won the race. He's jumping up and down. The Sahabi says, I could see everyone was irritated, upset. Don't you have respect like you're racing the sheikh's car. And then you won the race. You jumping up and down. Where's your azmat? You should have let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smile. He understood already everyone's feeling. He smiled. And then he said, it's Allah's system in the world that whatever goes up has to come down. Except the Zat of Allah. Whatever goes up, it has to have its time to come down. You can be the wealthiest in the world. Either you will come down in wealth, that you will lose little but deals, you'll lose. Or the wealth will stay but you'll go down in the grave. Everyone goes. Nothing remains on its position. The whole world has to come down. Hazrat Shah Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh would explain that Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would teach this lesson a lot in the Sunnah dua of Subhanallah Allahu Akbar. That the Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, we learnt that whenever we're coming downhill, then what you say? You say Subhanallah. And he says, whenever we're going uphill, we say Allahu Akbar. And what that will teach you, that will teach you that every time you're coming downhill, downhill may be down with your car, or you're walking downhill, or in life you're going downhill, then don't always cry out in depression. Because downhill has never been meant to create depression. إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا. Allah Ta'ala says, when the imtihan of difficulty comes, meaning downhill, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, then man falls in depression. And he says, my Allah has disgraced me. Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla means like a telling the person, it got nothing to do with disgrace. It's your exam. When that downhill comes, then what you read? You read Subhanallah. What does Subhanallah mean? It means whatever is in this world has its uyub, its faults. No matter how high it is, I am healthy, I have to get sick. I am wealthy, I have to have times when I lose also. I am strong, I have to become weak. I am living, I have to die. When the downhill comes, you say Subhanallah. Everything in the world has its problem, except the being of Allah. No one is pure but you, O Allah. The whole world will come downhill, but O my Allah, you will never ever have a downhill. Subhanallah. Only purity is for you. And when you're going uphill, then don't get big and proud and say, I made the right moves. Then Allahu Akbar means no matter how high I go in the world, above me is Allah who is the highest of high. Allahu Akbar. So whenever you will see downhill, then think of Qurbani. What is Qurbani? Hazrat Murana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damar Barakatuh explains, it's a living story. We all know Ibrahim alayhi salam. We all know Ismail alayhi salam. Every child knows the story of Qurbani. But what's the reason why everyone knows it? It's because it's a living story. What is a living story? Ibrahim alayhi salam did a unique thing by putting the knife at the throat of his son. He never knew how we know the entire what was going to happen. It was an exam of his which was a unique exam. But then to teach what happened, there was two ways. One is the way of the shaitani world. The shaitani world is to put up a statue. So everyone who goes for Hajj would have maybe seen a statue. One huge statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Another statue of Ismail alayhi salam. A statue of the knife. And then there would have been written on a board that this happened. The children would have read it, they wouldn't be so interested. They would be looking at the bird sitting on top of the statue. The father would have read it, he would have forgotten it. That is called a dead story. That you put up a statue. And then you got a living story. A living story means the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every person in the entire world who has some link with Ibrahim alayhi salam will love his story. That person who's there for Hajj, he's loving the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam's family running up and down Safa Marwa. He's loving the story of difficulty as he's trying to make tawaf, but he's not moving. It's difficult. He's looking, I need some zamzam, I'm thirsty. He's loving the story of the thirst of Ismail alayhi salam. And then the qurbani that is taking place there and in the world. Every person is loving the story of a knife in the hand. When qurbani comes, it is a loving story that we all know the story. But a loving story of what now? What was so important in this incident? That Allah Ta'ala wanted it once a year. That the message must go into the heart of every individual. What was that story? That story was the story of exam. And what exam? وَإِذِ بَتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, never forget that Ibrahim alayhi salam was my beloved. And we all know that the system of this world is never take the exam of your beloved. Because the child says, Daddy, don't you love me? Then why are you putting me in difficulty? So the father says, hey, enjoy your life. Because love. But a father who can control his love and he says, oh my son, without difficulty you will never reach where I want you to reach. Then that father will make sabr looking at the difficulty on his son. Allah Ta'ala's system is that system. That the connection of love between creation and creator has created a system of imtihan exam. That when your exam is taken, it does not mean Allah is angry with you. It does not mean Allah is disgracing you. It means my Allah's special eye is on the servant. And at that moment, Allah Ta'ala is watching with a whole jamaat. Who will that jamaat be? Understand it from this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's da'wat reaches. It reaches the ear of Asiya, who is the wife of Fir'aun. She is a princess. When she becomes a queen, she never saw difficulty in her life. She never washed dishes. She never cleaned the kitchen. Whatever she wanted, she just looked at and she had it. Fir'aun loved her, so he gave her everything. And now she reads, La ilaha illallah. Fir'aun gets the message that forget outside your palace, in your palace. Your beloved wife has now turned against you. To bring her back, Fir'aun would make whatever torture his torturers could think about fall on a delicate body of a princess who becomes a queen. That body never saw difficulty. So every pinch on the body of Asiya will create a scream. Every prick will create what blood coming out. Now Asiya will be breathing heavy. She will be tearing. Her whole body will be shaking. They were doing what and what on her. And every now and then Fir'aun will come and say, you idiot, you stupid. Can't you just forget all of this? I will return you to your previous glory. So at that time now, because Iman, when it goes in the heart of an individual, it doesn't come out. So Asiya will just look. She's in such pain, she can't talk. But at that last moments of her life, Asiya leaves a message to the whole world of Iman. That what is Iman? Iman is an imtihan. What is an imtihan? Imtihan is the looking of two eyes on an individual. Which two eyes? One is the eye of Iblis, Shaitan, and the world of Shayateen. They also looking at every single individual. Whether it was Asiya, whether it is people in Syria and Iraq, whether it's me and you. When they look and they see all that suffering, we would have thought the Shayateen would smile. And they would be happy, and they would say, suffer more, you rubbish, suffer more. But they don't smile at that moment. At that moment, the Shayateen are burning with anger. And they, as Fir'aun said, oh you idiot, oh you stupid, can't you forget your faith? Can't you stop this kalima? You want to come out of your difficulty, just forsake your religion. Can't you do it? And on the other side is the eye of Rahman. And behind that eye is the eye of the entire assembly of angels. Those angels who had once upon a time asked the question, that, O Allah, why has man been made Khalifa on earth? Why have you made man in charge? And at that time Allah Tabaruk Tala would have explained to the angels, one day you will get your answer. When that Asiya was bleeding, and the nazar of Allah falls on Asiya, and Allah Tabaruk Tala announces to the angels that the question that you had once upon a time asked, have you got your answer? And when the angels see an individual who loves wealth, who loves enjoyment, who loves pleasure, who is ready to take upon itself the difficulty of the entire world, only and solely in the love of its Allah, then the whole world of angels say, Allahu Akbar. That this is something we never imagined. Only at that time then Allah Tabaruk Tala will say to Asiya, well done, you have proven your point, now come up to me now. Now your imtihan is over. Allah Tabaruk Tala put Ibrahim alayhi salam's qurbani for that. That message once a year to every individual. That the deen of Islam is a deen of imtihan and sacrifice. It is to prove a point to the shayateen and make them scream in anger. It is to prove a point to the angels and make them go subhanallah in happiness. Every individual has to see the imtihan of blood. When Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife and blood came out. Every individual has to see the imtihan of tears. When the wife was at home, she heard her son is being taken to be slaughtered. You think she wasn't crying? The deen of Islam moves with the two rivers of blood and tears. No matter what Western propaganda will show, what's happening in the world, and how they will show it on the news, and how people will wonder that if this is the true faith, then why everything happens on Islam? And why can't Allah Tawarukala just say, America, destroyed. Britain, destroyed. Russia, destroyed. Why does Allah Tabaruk Tala let it happen? So the incident of Qurbani teaches you why. That in every individual's exam, there is the point of proving to the shayateen that you thought you can get the whole world around your finger. But there are certain individuals in every era that no matter what difficulty they will see in life, they will still walk straight to their Allah. Whether they get wealth, whether they lose wealth, whether they're healthy, whether they're sick, whether they're young, whether they're old, but the love of Allah that is in their heart will make them sacrifice everything to reach that Allah. And one is to show the angels. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj, on every heaven he met a different Nabi. And every Nabi was going to give a message to the Ummah. Amongst them he met Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam's message, which was not verbal, it was practical, was the example of your Ummah will be the example of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And what is it? It is called Ahsanul Qasas. That the example of your Ummah is the best of stories. This Ummah is the best of every Ummah. And the story that the angels see in this Ummah, they never saw it before. No Ummah ever had something called the surge of Dajjal. No Ummah had ever seen empires like this Ummah. No Ummah had ever seen a surge of technology, a surge of science. No Ummah had ever seen spaceships and submarines. It all had to happen in this Ummah, because it was called Ahsanul Qasas. That this is the most unique of incidents. And how this story will start? The story of the Ummah will start as Yusuf alayhi salam. His brothers were jealous of him. Similarly, this Ummah would get the jealousy of the entire world. That is why they all gang up. Al-Kufru Millatun Wahida. The whole world will gang up on this Ummah. And they will propagate. And they will be angry. And they will not understand why does Allah want this Ummah so much. And then Yusuf alayhi salam's incident was the brothers ganged up to kill him. But they could not kill him. In the ending, they could only put him in a well to be taken away. Similarly, this Ummah, in every era, the enemy will gather to destroy Islam. But as they could never kill Yusuf alayhi salam, they will never manage to destroy Islam. The most that will happen is Islam in a certain area will be removed and it will have to go to another area. They'll remove it in Russia, it will go over somewhere else. They'll remove it in Spain, it will land up somewhere else. They'll remove it in one country, it will come out somewhere else. Islam will never die, as Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam never died. And then from there, Islam will have its re-emergence again. And then it will go back again. Yusuf alayhi salam finally landed up in prison. And in prison, he gave an indication that the Muslim Ummah will also one day land up in prison. What does prison mean? Prison means that there was a time that Islam had a khilafa in the world. It was high in the world. When it spoke, the whole world heard. But when Yusuf alayhi salam went in prison, he gave indication. There will be a time when there will be no khilafa in the world. There will be no Muslim country in the world. There will be no Muslim judge in the world. There will be no Muslim market in the world. Islam will then be in the prisons of masajid. It won't be in the marketplace. It will be in the prison of the Darul Ulooms. It won't be in the business places. It will be in a prison of a khanka. It will be behind walls, whereas Islam was meant to be outside the walls. But it will be in prison. But in prison, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam moved in the prison, Quran indicated what he did in prison. In prison, he gave da'wat to Allah. And people accepted his da'wat. Where he was a Nabi out of prison, changing people's lives. He could be a Nabi in prison also changing people's lives. In that he left an indication for the Ummah. That when Islam's Khilafah will break, and Islam won't be outside, it will be inside. At that time, as I gave da'wat in the prison, and I created a revolution in the prison, the Muslim Ummah, in the closed walls of masjids, in the closed walls of khankas and Darul Ulooms, in the prison, they will create a revolution in the entire world. That Islam will continue spreading, no matter what the West will say, no matter what the newspapers will say, no matter what the propaganda will say, quietly and silently, the deen of Islam will spread from within the prison also. And finally, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam comes out, and he lands on the throne, then he left the indication to the Ummah, that a time will come where you also will be like me. That as I sat on the throne, And my brothers came in front of me ashamed. And they said, oh Yusuf, Allah has really honored you. Can you ever forgive us? A time will come when the Ummah again will sit on the throne. And the brothers, those that worked against the Ummah, the Christians, they will come in front and they will also say, Allah really honored you over us. And then they will say, can you ever forgive us for what we have done? And at that time, as Yusuf alayhi salam answered to his brothers, that لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, may Allah forgive you, we won't talk of the past. This Ummah will give the same answer also. The whole world will be entering into Islam. Yusuf alayhi salam gave that message. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the highest heaven, he would meet Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh heaven. And Ibrahim alayhi salam would end off with the final message to the Ummah. That, O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are like me also. That my entire life was a life of imtihan and exam. Your entire life will be a life of imtihan and exam. And as I passed the exam, you also will pass the exam. And as Allah announced to me, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama, that mashaAllah, Mubarak to you, you passed, I will make you a leader for mankind now. Allah will honor you also. That you will also pass every imtihan. And on every imtihan, Allah will make an announcement that on your hands we're going to create a revolution in the world. So when you will see Qurbani, think of the message of imtihan. This is a ummah that lives with blood and tears. And this is a ummah that never dies. After every one exam, it comes over the imtihan. And then it finds a second. And it comes over. And it finds. And finally where the ummah will end up. It will end up where Ibrahim alayhi salam was. In the seventh heaven. Under the place called maqam. Under the place of honor. Under the arsh of Almighty Allah. This ummah's position has been written there also. After all the imtihan, Allah tabarakallah will say, now it's time up, you have done your job, you've proven your point, now come, now after today, there will be no imtihan again for you. May Allah tabarakallah bless us all with the true haqiqah of Islam. May Allah let us see the happenings of the world in the light of Islam. May Allah always keep us happy, never let us fall in depression, in gham of what we're seeing around, but understanding Islam never dies. Islam will always remain ghalib on top. It will move through every storm. And we also, may Allah keep us in the ship of Islam till the ending.